Hey, did you sleep in on
Wednesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Hey, podcasters. If you miss Wednesday's show, well, you are in the right place. Am I right, Jim?
Yeah, this is where Wednesday's show is. So yeah,
this is where it hides.
Well done.
I guess it's in plain sight, isn't it?
You guys got it.
Yeah.
I thought I hit it well enough, but
great to see
you're sneaky, those podcasters.
Yeah, we've been calling it Carrie and Tommy for years. Glad they found it.
Oh, you look for Gary and Tommy. No, this is Jimmy and Nath.
Big show we had on Wednesday, wasn't it? Got a beach ball in the studio?
Yeah, well, it was Valentine's Day. We spoke about it a lot on the show. It's not in the podcast. We cut out all the Valentine's Day stuff.
Because no one cares.
Well, yeah, we figured like Valentine's Day, 50-50. Either 50% of people are with their partner enjoying it, and probably 50% of people are single not enjoying it. So for the show, we went with the 50% of people who are in relationships.
Yeah.
But for the podcast guys, we cut it all out.
We're the other way, because we know you guys. You guys probably hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So for you guys, there is, just having a quick look over the sheet, I don't think there's one mention of, maybe one mention of Valentine's Day.
We might throw it in there once. To be honest, I can't remember.
But there's some good stuff in it.
Yeah, one of my mates has gone vegan, or attempted to go vegan.
Yeah, man, he didn't go vegan. He said, I'm going to be vegan, and then has a meat lover's pizza. Yeah. That is not going vegan.
Lasted about 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Well, it's not even like he had a vegan meal. He goes, I'm going to be vegan, eats a meat lover's pizza.
Yeah, gave it all
up. Bit of fun.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy the podcast. See you.
Oh, there is Valentine's Day right at the end.
Oh, Jesus. I was trying to get out, and now you're bringing it back.
Right. No, I just want to let him know. Sorry, guys.
Don't listen to the end.
Hey, Nath, we spoke about this on yesterday's show. There is a 12-foot beach ball online. It's called a beach behemoth. It's about 4 meters around. It's the world's largest beach ball.
Yeah.
Now, it is in America. It costs $95.96 plus international shipping.
Relatively cheap for the world's biggest beach ball, would you think?
Yeah, I think $100 is a bargain.
It's pretty good.
I mean,
unless shipping's $900, I think we're all right.
We've asked our Fun and Games department to purchase one for us. We're going to give it away too. So we're going to get this thing over here to our studio. We're going to give it away to someone. You could possibly be going home with the world's biggest beach ball.
If you can get it out of the studio once we blow it up.
Well, this is the thing. Nath, we saw it online and went, would this thing fit in the studio? Now, I'm not sure. What are your thoughts? It's 4 meters around.
4 meters around. I don't know. Well, end to end here in this little studio, I reckon it's 5 at least. So it might get in. But the only thing is, will it fit in with all the mics and equipment and you and me?
This is the thing. We're going to get it over here and we're going to do it live during a show. We're going to try and blow this beach ball up during a show to see if it fits in.
Yeah.
But now today, just to test that this thing might fit, I've got a smaller beach ball. Now, you can see this on our Instagram story at Jimmy and Nath. Producer Mason just blew it up for us. Thanks, bud. You've got some good lungs on you. Mm. Now, Nath, how big would you say this ball is?
That's going to be a metre by a metre, surely.
So this is a smaller version.
Yeah. Just a warm-up. And we don't want to get straight into it.
Yeah, I just want to move it around.
Just see how it feels.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jimmy's bouncing it off the wall at the moment. How's that feel, buddy?
Yeah, it feels good, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon we could get a 4 metre one in here.
Good bounce. But you're bouncing it a lot. Are you going to be able to bounce the 4 metre one and have as much fun? Is it going to be fun in the studio? That's my issue.
I just think the idea of a 4 metre beach ball in the studio is fun.
Just because we can.
This is one of those things that we're doing purely because we can. But we're going to give it away. Some very exciting news now for chocolate lovers. Mm. Actually, it might be a little frustrating because we have something that you don't. Nah. Look, the caramel chocolate, Nath, it's what everyone's talking about. It's sold out all across the mainland and over in New Zealand because that's where it's made. It's made over in the Cadbury factory in New Zealand. Originally, this chocolate came out in 1994. It's a caramelized white chocolate. Came out for a little while, they discontinued it. Now it's back out and it's a special edition. It's limited edition again.
Even saying the words caramelized chocolate, like that's almost enough. It just, like that, I can taste it already.
Yeah, we'll put some photos up on our Instagram story at Jimmy and Nath. Excuse me, I'm a bit sick today. Sorry, guys.
Chocolate cures that, mate, you're right.
I said to our producer, Mason, shout out to Mace, though, for supplying the chocolate. He went around Hobart, literally store after store, trying to find this thing, and he found some for us.
Campbell Street Woolies was the winner.
Yes, just in the city. I don't think... Mace said when he went on the weekend, there was only a few blocks left.
And he bought them all?
He left a few, remember? He didn't want to be greedy. I think there was five...
That's what he told us.
Really, couldn't afford them. Poor guy. Look, Nath, I've got the packet here, the caramel. It's right next to me. I've opened it up. Oh, it smells delicious.
Waft it?
Well, I'm going to throw you two pieces.
Okay, just be very careful with
this. Yeah, come in, this limited edition. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that was the worst throw I've ever seen.
What the hell was that?
I wanted to hit the buttons. All right, well, do you want to put it in your gob first?
It looks caramelly too. Like when you look at it, it looks caramel.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a white chocolate. It looks like an off white chocolate.
Oh my god,
it's good.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I'm gonna put mine in my mouth as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I'm beginning to worry that we eat too much on this show.
Nah, I don't care. I'm hungry. Guys, get down to Campbell Street Woolies if there's any bars left. You need to get some of this. It's so good.
Out of 10, what would you rate this?
You gotta be fit. It's really hard to talk with chocolate in your mouth.
We didn't think it through.
Probably a good 8.
It's
8.5, 8.
I mean, I don't want to sound controversial right now.
Mm. Well, you don't like it.
No, not that I don't like it. I just think it tastes very much like white chocolate.
Oh, mate, your palate's not mature enough. Right now, Jim, we're talking puzzle-offs because there is going to be one. The puzzle-off to stop the century. It's going to be... What was that? Was that producer Mason already breaking something?
Don't touch the mic, mate.
It's going to be me, Nath, against 75-year-old Alan Adams from Aged Care Deloraine, Jim. Alan completed Tasmania's biggest ever jigsaw puzzle, 33,600 pieces. We've challenged him to a puzzle-off. Our whole team, we're going to go out to the aged care home and I'm going to verse him in a 50-piece puzzle-off. But the thing that you needed a puzzle-off, Jim, is a celebrity guest.
Yeah, and recently we discovered Gigi Hadid, international model, is a huge fan of the show, and she also loves puzzles. So she is the ultimate celebrity guest. Yep. Big celebrity and loves puzzles. Everything we need. Now, producer Mason, it's been his job to message her every day. Just to get out the message, like, hey, come to the puzzle-off. Because she's got millions and millions of followers. So we just need to keep hammering it home every day to make sure she knows. Now, we've got Mason in the studio today. How are you, Mason?
Good. Ready to send some messages.
Yeah, well, I spoke to you before the show, and I issued you three things. Now, today being Valentine's Day, I thought we should send her a Valentine's Day message.
Yep.
And by we, I mean you. Second of all, let her know you have a girlfriend. Because you don't want to... This we haven't established that yet. Yeah. So we don't want her to think that you're some creepy dude.
Not a weird, because okay. I feel like that would happen a lot to Gigi. She's one of the most attractive people in the world.
Yeah, and you don't want to think he's trying to lure her over to Tasmania.
Yeah.
So you got a girlfriend, you know, you're not... But you want to say happy Valentine's Day as well, because it's Valentine's
Day. Just a nice thing, man.
And get in early, because in America, it's not Valentine's Day yet.
Boom!
Mate, this is why my name's first on the show. You're welcome, guys. And thirdly, ask her if she's coming to the puzzle-off.
Right.
Yeah. So these are the three things I've issued you. Now, you have messaged her on Instagram. I've got the message now.
Yep.
So I'm going to read this out, and Nathan, we just need to give May some feedback, okay?
This has been sent. This is done.
This is...
Locked away.
Sent into the DMs. He's slid in.
Okay.
Hi, babe. Saw you doing a puzzle on your Insta story last week. Crying emoji. Hashtag classic.
Nice one. Good stuff.
No, not crying. Laughing emoji.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, crying, laughing.
Can I just say, before we continue, hi babe's a strong, a big start. I mean,
no,
it's
like a hey babe, how you going?
No,
like,
but obviously, did you hold
a
down
cool
the
cool kind of casual guy?
Depends. Did you hold down the A a little bit and put a Y in there, or is it hey babe?
It's H-I space babe.
Yeah, see, you should have gone babe.
No, that's weird. Then you're yelling at her.
I feel like, it's not yelling. That's like hey babe.
No,
like fun friends.
That's like, right. Hi babe.
Hi babe. Okay, now he's classic. And I do like the use of the emoji and the hashtag.
Yeah, keeping it fun.
Anyway. If you're in need of a Valentine Day lover, I'm your go-to man. Here's some key pointers why.
It sounds so bad when you read it back.
You're really not following the brief so far.
Sorry. I said establish the fact you have a girlfriend and you've gone with if you need a Valentine's Day lover.
Keep reading.
Yeah, but you go with I have a girlfriend first. You don't go with if you need a Valentine's Day lover.
She's going to stop reading after that.
I want to stop reading, but I'm going to push through. Here's some key pointers why. One, I'm Tasmanian. Brilliant. Two, I'm attending a puzzle off. You've written two again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Instead of three, I wrote two. I stuffed it up.
She's like, this guy's a weirdo.
He can't count.
He can't count.
What are they doing in schools in Tassie?
Oh, this gets worse. And then he says, see you there, Darls. X.
Darls?
T-he.
What's T-he?
Like, T-E-H-E.
What does that mean?
A little laugh.
Go, give me
like,
that.
Oh, we're screwed. The royal wedding. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Finally.
Meghan. The big M.
Megsy. The itinerary for the big royal wedding. Finally, it's been released. Got released a couple of days ago. It's going to be held on
Sorry to interrupt, just before we get into it. Did you find it, when I saw this, so this is exactly what they're doing on their wedding day, where they'll be and what time they'll be.
They want a crowd. They love a crowd.
But don't you find it a little... I know they're going to televise it, but it still seems weird to have, like, all the times exactly.
Yeah, because people can literally follow it around. Well, yeah. Maybe because it's a national thing. Everyone wants to know about it.
I mean, that is true. Everywhere. And I guess they've got enough of those dudes with the tall hats. Mm. Security guards.
The security guards. Yeah. Thanks for making the tall hat demonstration for me as well.
I suppose the people that look like Marge Simpson.
Because it's going to be filmed, they don't need to pay for the corny guy to come and film everything for them. They don't need to do a weird home video. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they can just go on YouTube their own video if they want to go see all the stuff that happened.
That is true. They just turn on the television. I wonder what my wedding looks like. Oh, there it is.
So it's going to be held on May 19th at the Windsor Castle in the UK at the St. George's Chapel. 12 p.m. the wedding's going to start, Jim. So make sure you tune in
wedding.
For that.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, and I don't know about a lunchtime wedding. You want to have it a bit later because then there's a massive gap.
No, I don't mind. Like a lunchtime wedding and then afterwards, you know, just a few light beverages and some canapé.
Oh, canapes.
Yeah, and just getting to mingle with the other guests. Mm. And then you want an early, you know, dinner. Maybe you started sitting down at about 6, 6:30.
Mm. Oh, geez, plenty in mind, eh?
I've been to a few weddings.
Your girlfriend, Courtney, she's listening, licking her lips.
No, it's Valentine's Day. I got her a wallet. I'm not getting her a ring.
1 p.m, the carriage procession starts, and then reception. It's a private reception, so just, I don't know, Queenie and a few friends possibly at 6 p.m.
We haven't got our invite yet, though, have we, Nath?
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
But here's what I thought.
Fingers crossed.
So the itinerary for the wedding's come out, but I'll tell you what hasn't come out, Jim. Where they're having the honeymoon. Where Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, after their wedding, are going to fly away for their honeymoon. Here's what I thought. Hobart for the honeymoon.
Hobart honeymoon.
God, it rolls off the tongue.
Hobart for honeymoon. I really like the idea.
Mm. It's a stunning place for a honeymoon. Surely heaps of honeymoons happen down here.
Yeah. I mean, I think Bree, one of the girls from the Fun and Games department, she had a honeymoon here, I think. I think, I'm not sure.
Just make sure you clarify Bree, that. Get a thumbs up.
Bree, I'm looking outside. If you're listening to the show, put your thumbs up. Yeah, she's not listening to the show.
No, she's not listening. Well, here's what another thing that gave me the idea. So Duchess Kate and Prince William, when they got married, they went to a private island for their honeymoon.
Yeah.
Tasmania is an island, mate.
Yeah. And Hobart is the heartbeat of Tasmania.
And it's the Hobart of Australia, mate. It's the Hobart. Oh, the Hobeat of Australia.
Yeah, nice.
So what do you think? What do you think? Hobart for the honeymoon. We get them down here. Maybe we start getting 13, 12, 16. If you think Hobart should be the place for the honeymoon, give us a call. We'll give you some roses if you give us a call too.
But what do you think? Valentine's Day, we'll throw some roses your way. But look, Nath, I'm behind it, but I think we do need to get our listeners' thoughts on the idea of the royals coming here for their honeymoon.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Nath, you and me just can't invite the royals in.
No, we've got to
get everyone's. Yeah, we've got to get everyone's, like, backing and go, yeah, invite the royals. Tell them to come down.
Well, let's do this then. 13, 12, 16, what do you think? Should Hobart be the place for the royal honeymoon when Meghan and Harry get married? Maybe you've got something to offer them. Maybe you've got an idea of where they should go. Let us know. Should Hobart...
Well, maybe you hate them and you don't want them to come.
13, 12, 16. Should Hobart be the place for the royal honeymoon? We're going to do that next. Jim, you and I, we've just asked 13, 12, 16. Should the royal honeymoon be held in Hobart? That is the wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
The itinerary's just come out for their wedding, but no word on the honeymoon. You and I put our heads together and we thought honeymoon would be perfect in Hobart.
Yeah, well, you said you did some research yesterday, Nathan. You found that previously other royal couples, most of them holidaying on islands.
Private islands.
Usually rented out the island. Mm. And I was just thinking during the song, maybe that's because they weren't welcomed. So previously all these couples, they'd hide out a whole island, and maybe it's because no island put their hand up and went, hey, we're an island and we'd love to have you.
But us here in Hobart, we're going to put our hands up.
Yeah, hopefully. We're welcoming.
Brendan from Kingston, what do you think? Hobart for the honeymoon, yes or no?
Absolutely. Central to everything.
Oh,
Tahoon, Port Arthur, Wineglass Bay, Richmond Bridge, the list goes on.
Oh,
Brendan. Roll out the carpet, put up the flags.
Brendan, what would be your top three things that you'd get the royals to do if they came?
Oh, Douglas Apsley Gorge. Everyone. They're going to do the mountain, obviously.
Yeah.
There's Salamanca and Mona. Where do you start?
Mate, they could almost...
Where do you start?
Brendan, they could almost spend half a year... They could almost spend half a year here for their honeymoon, would you say? That was a bit creepy.
We probably wouldn't mind. Imagine the influx of the journalists putting back into our coffers as well.
Oh, yeah, amazing. That's it. I mean, the money that had come in. Hey, Brendan, it is Valentine's Day today, mate. Did you need some flowers for Valentine's Day?
That might be handy.
Have you got a partner or someone you give them to?
I've got someone I can give them to. Yep.
All right, Brendan, we'll hook you up. We'll hook you up with some flowers, and hopefully we can hook you up with the Royals as well when they get Danny.
Now, Jim, this is exciting. We've got a call from Robbie. Now, Robbie is one of the distillers at Redlands Distillery. Robbie, are you there?
I am, mate. How you doing?
Oh, we're fantastic. Are you Irish? Are you Robbie?
No, of course, Scottish.
Scottish.
So already a little bit of a connection to the Royals.
Absolutely. It's a double celebration that day, guys. 19th of May is World Whiskey Day.
It's World Whiskey Day, and you obviously make whiskey at the distillery.
Absolutely. Oh. Some of the world's best here, guys.
So Robbie, do you reckon the Royals should get out here, and what would you put on for them if they came down?
Oh, too right, mate. We they could fly in their private helicopter, and we'll provide them with some of Tassie's best whiskey scones.
Oh. Did you say whiskey scones?
Whiskey scones, mate. Yeah, oh, we've become pretty famous for them now.
Hey, Robbie, I just did a quick Google of Redlands Distillery. You guys offer a distillery school?
Yes, we do. Yep. Mate. So for anyone that wants to run a distillery or thinks about wanting to run one, we do a pretty intensive 3-day course.
Mate, you could teach Harry and Megan how to make some whiskies and they could go home with a party favour.
Oh! Mate, they'd love it. A royal drop.
A royal drop. Maccas. Love it when we talk about Maccas. Oh, nice.
Yep. Whistling Jimmy. That's what they call me.
Never called you that.
They have, and you know they have.
Ages ago, though.
It wasn't that good.
Everyone's forgotten.
Yeah, we did a thing where I whistle and people would guess the song. Yeah. I'm a pretty good whistler.
Didn't quite get off the ground, though, did it?
Didn't have enough legs. Right now, McDonald's, this is very interesting because the chemical used to make McDonald's fries could one day help regrow hair in men. Some scientists over in Japan have found out that the chemical, I'm going to get this wrong, but I'll give it a crack, dimethylstilocyane.
I mean, I can't tell you if you're wrong or right, so I'm going to say, yeah, well done.
13, 12, 16, do you know how to pronounce dimethylstilocyane? That chemical is in the oil that helps McDonald's get that really crispy, tasty flavour in their chips, but apparently it could also be used to regrow hair. Oh. So the only conclusion that can be gathered from this experiment is eating McDonald's chips will...
regrow your hair.
Boom. You're welcome, Hobart.
Cure baldness.
How good's that? Just
McDonald's.
Smashing some chips.
Your friendly golden arches. They feed you and they also regrow your hair.
So 13, 12, 16. Now, don't be offended by this. Are you bald and do you want some McDonald's chips? Because we're going to give away free McDonald's chips this morning. The only catch is you have to have no hair on your head.
The only way you can get these chips is by being bald.
Yeah, because we just want to see if...
see if it works.
Yeah, if people eat some chips, will it actually do anything to their head?
Mm. Do you want to give them a rose too or just the chips?
No, just the... mate, greedy. Or maybe give us a call 13, 12, 16 if you know someone who's bald.
Okay.
And you want them to have hair. Maybe your partner's bald and you went, you know what? He'd look good with a bit of hair on his head.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Are you bald or do you know someone who's bald? We're going to give you some McDonald's chips.
Free Macca's chips. How good does it get?
Also for your Valentine's Day. You're welcome.
Why are you talking like that? It's weird.
I don't know. 13, 12, 16. Are you bald? Give us a call. We're going to do that next. Here's Major Lazer, Jimmy and Nath on
Jimmy and Nath hit.
We've just asked. 13, 12, 16. Are you bald and do you want Macca's chips, Jim?
Yeah, look, don't be offended for the people that do listen and are bald. It's because the chemical that's found in McDonald's fries, like the oil, dimethylstilocyane.
Oh, you nailed it that time there. Well done.
apparently, that chemical could be used to grow hair. So, Nath, the only conclusion you and me could gather is that eating McDonald's chips regrows hair.
Cure baldness. Another amazing trait of the Golden Arches. Let's go to Hayley. Now, Hayley, you are your partner and your brother-in-law. Both of them are bald.
Yeah, bald as badgers. 27 and 33, and they've been bald for a fair few years. Now,
27 and bald.
Early balders, we call them.
Yeah.
EB.
Yep.
Hey, Hayley, do you mind that your partner's bald, or do you like him with the dome grown?
I actually don't mind him bald. Because he's got a lot of facial hair anyway, so...
Nice.
You know, I read an article once, Hayley, that said if you can grow a good beard, it's more likely that you'll end up bald when you're older.
I'll have to tell him that one. So
Hayley, what are your partner and your brother-in-law's names?
Nathan and Todd.
Nathan and Todd. Great name.
Yeah. Right, Hayley, well, what we'll do is we'll get your details and we'll get some McDonald's chips for you to give to Nathan and Todd. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds good, guys.
And, Hayley, you know what? You can be in charge of testing whether or not we get a little bit of growth on the top of their heads.
No worries. I will report back to you guys and let you know.
Get the magnifying glass out. Well done, Hal. Jace from Howrah. Now, your partner is balding, I believe.
He is, yes.
Oh, okay.
So how old is he, Jace?
He is only 28.
28.
Young. To go.
Mm. So has it only been recently, Jace?
Yeah, he actually only had a little bit of a tuft of hair and I made him shave it all.
Oh, it's your fault.
He looks really hot with beard and no hair.
Oh. Well, that's... See, again, a beard, if you grow a beard, it's more likely...
It's sexy.
Yeah. Hey, Jace, yeah. Does he like McDonald's fries?
He loves McDonald's fries. That's the only reason I called.
Would he be willing to partake in our little science experiment?
Yeah, I reckon so.
All right, okay. Perfect. Jess, stay in the line. Our producer will get your details. We'll send some fries your way. We'll be in touch.
Let's go to Paz from Acton Park. Paz, you are the bald one.
Yes, that's me.
You own it, Paz. Be you.
Paz, how long have you been bald for, mate?
Oh, look, mate, to be honest, I'm receding. I'm not fully bald, but I've shaved it off because I've had enough of it. So.
Okay. Well, maybe just that little bit of receding will grow back after you eat some McDonald's fries.
I hope so. Whatever works. That'd be fantastic.
All right. Paz, what we'll do is, again, our producer, Mace, will get your details. We'll get some McDonald's fries to you, and then maybe we'll touch base in the next few days and see if you've got any hair.
Legend. Thanks, guys.
You're going to be so hairy, Paz. I already know. Jim, if I can, I'd like to talk about vegetarians and vegans.
Do whatever you want, mate. Your name's in the show.
Yeah, but it's second. So.
Need my approval. Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
Over the long weekend, I caught up with a mate of mine who lives in Kingston, and we went to breakfast at Ginger Brown, and as we sat down, there was me, my girlfriend, and his girlfriend.
Yep.
He said something interesting to me, because I've known this guy for a long time. You know him too. Jack Perko,
yeah.
Good mate of ours. He told me that he's decided to go vegan. Vegan and vegetarian, so he's doing both.
See, I feel like if you're going to go vegetarian and then vegan.
Work your way into it.
Yeah, to go straight vegan, I mean, it's a bold choice.
Well, because I didn't know this, and I've ordered, like, the big brekkie from Ginger Brown.
Yeah.
Fantastic, bacon, eggs, everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, I might just have a look at the vegan options. I'll just get a kale salad.
So you didn't know that?
I had no idea. Okay. I only knew when he ordered his kale salad.
Was his partner, is Danny vegan?
Well, no, Danny's not vegan at all. Danny's a meat eater. Now, you and I have always known Jack. He's a big meat eater too. But I'm glad you mentioned Danny, because as he's ordered the kale salad, Danny's perked up and gone, hey, wait a minute. Last night you decided you were vegan, and 3 hours afterwards you got a meat lover's pizza from Domino's.
So he's decided he's a vegan last night. Orders a meat lover pizza, and then the next morning he's gone back to being vegan again.
Yeah, but then he ordered a normal, like, full cream milk cappuccino as well. I'm like, make up your mind! So he lasted all up. I'm giving him 3 hours.
You say you think he's... Yeah, okay. Do you give him the hours he was sleeping?
No, because he already ruined it.
Okay, so you're saying he ruined it as soon as he got the meat lover's pizza.
Well, yes, of course he did.
Well, I mean, like... I could never do that. I'm a, you know, I admire people who are doing their part for the world and, you know, not eating cows.
You do, but stay over there.
But
Leonardo DiCaprio, you stay over there.
I do love eating my meat. Yeah, I couldn't do it. But, I mean, I do applaud him for trying. At least he had a crack.
But is it even trying? He lasted, literally, he didn't even wait, like, didn't do one meal.
So, okay.
Well, it was like 10 o'clock that he decided, and he had lunch.
So he said, I'm going to be a vegan, didn't eat anything, and then his first meal was a meat lover's pizza.
Meat lovers. So he didn't eat good last one meal. That's pathetic. And then in the morning, he has the audacity to go, kale salad, please.
Yeah, of course. And then,
mate.
Okay, this is the issue, though. Did he, like, look at you judgingly when you got your big brekkie?
He did.
Okay.
And you know what? This is even worse. He decided to... So it's because he watched a documentary. I don't know what documentary it is.
See, this is why I'm always telling people, don't watch documentaries.
Just stop educating yourself. But then he sits down and starts to try and tell me why eating my bacon and eggs is really bad.
After he had a meat lover's pizza.
After he's had the meat lover's pizza. This is pretty pathetic. You know what? Let's get him on.
You want to get him on the show.
Producer Mason, I want you to call. I'll give you his number. Let's call my mate Jack. He lives in Kingston. We're going to get him on next, Jim, hopefully. And see where he's at. Where he's at. Is he still a vegan?
You want to see if he's still a vegan.
All right, let's get him on next. We're going to call my mate Jack next. Get an update on his vegan status. Jim, we're just talking about a mate of ours, Jack. He lives in Kingston here in Hobart. I caught up with him a couple of days ago. We went to Ginger Brown, one of our favourite coffee shops. And he told me that he is now vegan. Now, we've known Jack to be a carnivore his entire life.
Yeah, I've been around him eating a fair bit, and he usually has a piece of meat in his mouth.
Mm. Now, this is what I was told by his girlfriend. Apparently, he decided the day before we went to coffee that he was a vegan. 3 hours after that, he hoed into a meat lover's pizza. Didn't even wait for one. That was the first meal that he had.
Yeah.
Afterwards. So we've asked producer Mason to get him on the line, and we have him. Jackie Boy from Kingston. How are you, brother?
Morning, boys.
How you going, mate? Bit tired from your lack of meat?
Yeah, lacking a bit of energy. Actually, I've actually got quite a bit of energy, to be honest.
So Jack, I guess first things first, you made this decision on the weekend. It's now Wednesday. Have you continued to be a vegan?
Oh, look, it hasn't been too good, boys. it started well Friday night, and it's kind of went downhill since Saturday after seeing Nate. But I found a lot harder than it actually is.
Jack, did you think maybe just to go vegetarian first? Like, to go vegan, that's a big call. Like, you know, maybe baby steps, mate.
And that's what everyone's been telling me, that I should have went vegetarian and then I should have went vegan, but I went straight into it. I threw my whole self into it. Jack, it didn't end well.
Jack, can I ask a question? I want you to be honest here.
Sure.
So it was over the weekend you decided to be vegan. How many times do you think you've already broken that rule?
Oh, how many meals have there been since Sunday?
Weird day. Jack, what did you... Let's go. We'll just start last night. What did you have for dinner last night?
Last night I had a beef salad.
So you're halfway there. Just take the beef out.
Why did you? Did you make the salad or was this a pre-made beef salad?
No, I actually made the salad.
So then why just take the beef out and just eat the salad?
Oh, I know, but my girlfriend bought some beautiful meat from the butcher and it was so nice.
Don't blame her. 13 minutes to 7 on hit. Thanks for joining us.
And happy Valentine's Day, how about?
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not celebrating.
Did you forget
it
for a second then?
Yeah, happy, I forgot what it's called. Happy Love Day, I was about to say. That's not what it's called. It's called Valentine's Day. Look, shout out to all those people that are maybe not celebrating it and maybe breaking up today.
Yep.
Which is...
which would just be harsh, though, wouldn't it?
A huge call. A mate of mine broke up with a girl on Valentine's Day once. Yeah. His thought process... He said he had one. His thought process was, all right, well, if I break up with this girl, at least she could, you know, it's a loving day. Maybe she'll find love with someone else.
Or she'll be devastated on the couch at home watching Bridget Jones's Diary.
And he also hadn't bought her a present, so he's like, I'll just break up with her.
Is that why he broke up with her?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm going to lose it anyway.
I'm not going to name him, but he's the same bloke who broke up with a different girlfriend because their anniversary was about to come up, the 1 year. So he went, I'm not going to be with her.
What
I'll break up
game.
So I don't have to get a present. Yeah.
Should have called the show this morning. We could have given him some roses.
He's getting married next year. No, if it all works out. Look, coming up after 9 today with Toucan Mason, he's going to be playing the top 50 make-up break-up songs. So these are voted by our Hit VIP. So you guys out there have voted for these. So these are the top make-up break-up songs. And it got me thinking, Nath, what do you think? Do people make up or break up on Valentine's Day?
I mean, well, you've given us a perfect example. Apparently they do. I think they would. Because...
What about get back together? The other side of it, the makeup.
Well, see, even that's really romantic, isn't it? Well, I mean, the day you get back together is the day of love.
I feel
you
like...
You almost can't say no.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know...
Unless they're married with kids, then, of course, you can say no to an old lover coming up to you and going, hey, let's get back together.
I have no idea what you just said. I just sort of just tuned out.
Jesus.
No, I think it'd be more common to make up, but I'd be interested to hear breakup stories. Maybe even call up anonymously on 13, 12, 16 if you're going to break up with your partner today or in the next few days. We won't use your name. We'll say anonymously, but I'd just love to hear 13, 12, 16. Are you going to make up with somebody getting back together today? Or are you breaking up with someone?
One or the other. Okay.
Yeah, really, really love to get involved. And look, if you do, we'll send you some movie tickets. Again, being Valentine's Day, there's only one movie you should be going to see, 50 Shades Free.
Oh,
don't miss the
nice
climax, 50 Shades Free in cinemas now.
So that's the thing. And if you're going to break up with somebody, you can use those tickets to entice somebody else to come with you. Find a new one.
Yes, exactly. But I'd love to hear from anyone out there. You might be about to break up or you may be getting back together with an old flame.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Today on Valentine's Day, are you either going to make up with somebody or break up with somebody?
Or wake up with snow.
No.
Just rhymed.
Make up or break up. We're going to do that next. It's Jimmy Nath on here. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid. Khalid, Young, Dumb and Broke on Hit 100.9. There'll be a few partners out there who will be broke after Valentine's Day, hopefully spoiling their partners, would you agree, Jim?
Yeah, but I mean, you shouldn't go broke. I mean, you know...
I mean, it depends how much you love them, really, doesn't it?
No, the amount of your gift shouldn't determine how much you love your partner. A handwritten card is just as good as 12 dozen roses.
Awesome. I can't even spring for the ink.
My girlfriend's getting a shout-out. Shout-out, Courtney. Happy V-Day, babe.
We've just asked 13, 12, 16, Jim. It's Valentine's Day today. Are you going to make up with somebody or break up with somebody?
Yeah, just after 9, Toucan Mason, he's going to be playing the top 50 make-up, break-up songs as voted by our VIPs. And it got us thinking, Nath, today, Valentine's Day, do people make up or do people break up?
Paula, are you making up with somebody today, are you?
Yes, I am, after a whole year.
Oh. A whole year? What was it? Did it start on Valentine's Day last year, did it?
Yes, it did.
So did you get broken up with, or did you? How did it work last year?
No, it was just one of those years where you sort of forget about Valentine's Day, and I sort of turned into Cruella de Vil, I think, that day.
Did you steal his puppies, did you, Paula?
Yeah, I did.
So, Paula, you broke up with him?
Yes, but we're now getting back together today. So
you've done both. You've done the makeup and the breakup.
I know, I'm a good one, aren't I?
Paula, does he know that you're getting back together today?
Yes, he just woke up with flowers on his pillow.
Oh, Paula, give me goosebumps. Nice.
I mean, she did break up with him last year.
A little harsh from last year, so I thought I'd make it up.
I'm not going to say it was harsh, but... Now, Jim, this is exciting because we've got Anonymous on the screen here. We're about to bring him up. Apparently, this person is breaking up with somebody today. Anonymous, are you there? Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. So, Anonymous, are you breaking up with someone today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and they don't know this yet?
No.
How long have you been together, Anonymous?
Well, it's actually my mum.
It's your mum?
You've been dating your mum, have you?
No, I'm actually telling her today that I am moving out.
Okay. How long have you lived with your mum for?
My entire life.
Your entire life. No.
And she's not expecting it?
No. How do you think? I'm her baby.
You're a baby. How do you think she's going to take it, Anonymous?
No, well, she'd kick me out if I wasn't already moving out.
So why Valentine's Day, though? Any reason to move out today?
Because it's Valentine's Day. You can't be mad at someone for too long.
Fair enough.
It's true.